All right, brothers and sisters, let's open our Bibles. We're going back to the first chapter of Ephesians. Grateful to God with what He's continuing to quicken in our lives. We know it's all Him. We know it's by grace. We know it's just His undying love and desire and delight for us to grow up into this and grow up into His Son in all things. We left off in the 12th verse of the first chapter, and we're going to pick it up, I guess, in the 11th, get a running start at it. But before we do, I'd like to recap just a bit, so briefly, verses 1 through 6. I don't even know how we got out of there, but I pray it never leaves, because it is. It's the whole theme. It's everything. Praise God. But in verses 1 through 6, we received the Father's plan and the purpose for us in Christ. And in that, brothers and sisters, we've got all hope. Praise the Lord. His desire, His delight is towards us. And then in verses 6 through 11, we saw His Son, Jesus Christ, purchase and provide this plan. And in that, we have all wealth. And it's there and it's ours. It tells us that we have been blessed with all spiritual blessings in the heavens in Christ. The moment we gave our heart to God, there wasn't anything more that He could give. It is there. And now in verses 12 through 14, it's going to be the wondrous, precious Holy Spirit who applies the plan, who brings the wealth to us through His power, the very power of His might. So let's go ahead and pick it up here in verse 11 of the first chapter of Ephesians. And it says, "In whom also we have obtained an inheritance, being predestinated according to the purpose of Him who worketh all things after the counsel of His own will, that we should be to the praise of His glory, who first trusted in Christ, in whom ye also trusted after that ye heard the word of truth, the gospel of your salvation, in whom also, after that ye believed, ye were sealed with the Holy Spirit of promise, which is the earnest of our inheritance until the redemption of the purchased possession unto the praise of His glory." And hallelujah, listen to that. To the praise of His glory. "In whom we have obtained an inheritance, that we should be to the praise of His glory." That's what He wants. Praise God, that's what He's given. Brothers and sisters, it's a done deal for us in Christ. It's all been given. Isn't that wonderful? I don't have to beg it out of Him. He's already given it. Isn't that amazing how religion wants you to continue to work, continue to do? And then, unfortunately, there's so many, too, that begin to see the things, the grace of God, and then they start looking at other people. I'm so grateful to God that people can see the love of God in this meeting. They can come in and they can see people truly in love with the Lord, truly in love with how the Lord loves them. But I'm going to tell you something. You look at people long enough, and I don't care who they are, you're going to be defeated. They're going to disappoint you. Praise be to God. We know that God tells us to look at His Son. Everything's in His Son. The potential, the glory that we see in one another, it needs to be nothing but the Son of God. And that's the value that we have. That's the treasure that He's brought in us and us in Christ. And we apprehend this glorious, wonderful treasure through the Holy Spirit. And that's what we're getting here tonight. Truly, the Holy Spirit does light this up. I appreciated Sister Linda's testimony of that movie, and it was always so precious how, things can speak to you. I hope people don't just shake their head and say, "Oh, what a bunch of nonsense." Let me tell you something. I have a lover that's always speaking to me. I don't know about you. And He uses all kinds of things to speak to me. And He does to you too. And the thing that I've noticed is that if we get aware of His great love and the great love wherewith we are loved, it's an amazing life. It's a precious life. It's a life where we're hand in hand and arm in arm. And He speaks to me, the sweet love voice. And He shows me these things. But there was that actor down there looking for that treasure all that time. And there he finally got, after the end of the movie, he comes into that big cavern and he can't really see everything. And then he starts to see little bits of the treasure and all of those things. Well, if you know that movie, there is these big trenches of oil. And he finally gets the fire and he lights those trenches of oil. And that whole cavern just lights up. And it looks like it goes on forever. And all of the treasure comes to light. And that's what the Holy Spirit does in our life. We're there, brothers and sisters. We have been blessed with all spiritual blessings in the heavens in Christ. When God says that, I'm going to tell you something. He hasn't left anything out. You have it all. I have it all. Praise be to God. I've never seen it like this before. Lord, you have given me everything. Now, I've sent you the Holy Spirit, son. And he's going to take the things of mine and he's going to show them unto you. He's going to take the things of mine and he's going to make them yours. Praise be to God. I've got them already, but I'm going to live them. I'm going to enjoy them as the Holy Spirit brings this to us. Praise God. And it's the Holy Spirit, just as Eliezer was brought Rebekah to Isaac. The Holy Spirit guides us. The Holy Spirit leads us. Each and every one of us on our before ordained paths, full of good works, that we should walk therein. Just like we should be to the praise of the glory of His grace. It's a choice, brothers and sisters. It is. We can live a defeated life as long as we want. As long as you want to go that way, as long as I want to go that way, we can deny what God has already given. God help us. Lord, enlighten, illuminate. Let me see the vastness of your wealth. I'm telling you, Sunday, praise be to God. And I don't want to just get caught up in a day or in a moment, but praise the Lord. I believe it was a moment very similar to what Brother Paul had. I'm not comparing myself in any way, but he brought me to a glory. He brought me to a place. The things that I was seeing, and all I can testify to you and tell you, brothers and sisters, is there's so much more. That glory is beyond. It goes forever. Hallelujah. It never ends. The exceeding riches of His grace is exactly what it is. It's beyond. It's superabounding. And praise the Lord that He's bringing in us into this time. But this Holy Spirit leads us and guides us, and also known as the Father's purpose and good pleasure of His will. How the Father delights in us. But let me tell you, He delights in His Son in us. He delights us in Christ. Always remember that. It's His Son that He is delighted in. And His Son is in us, and Christ in me is the hope of glory. Brothers and sisters, Ephesians is all about glory. It just is. It's glory. It's to the praise of the glory of His grace. It is. It is. Every bit of glory is because of the grace of God. Isn't that wonderful? I delight in Him as He delights in me. I'm so thankful. Praise the Lord. Now, let's listen to that again. Our inheritance. To be the praise of the glory of His grace. That's the inheritance. We light one another up. We really do. You see couples that are truly in love. They light one another up. It's magnificent. There's a glow. And then sometimes when one goes away or one is gone for a while, it's just not the same. That glow is not necessarily there as much. But praise be to God, this is what Christ sees in His bride, and His bride sees in Him. There's a glory. It's the glory, brothers and sisters, that it tells us in Romans, if we suffer together with Him, we'll be glorified together with Him. The bride adorned, descending from heaven, having the glory of God. Isn't that wonderful? I love that. She's got glory within. But when she comes down from heaven, not only is it within, she's got the glory of God. She has apprehended Christ Himself. And her light, sure, it's within. But her light is Him. And He is with her. Do you see how unlimited this is? They're together. And they're together now, aren't they? They walk together. They talk together. They rejoice. But brothers and sisters, this is stepping into the fullness of His glory, also known as the Son glory. God has given this to us. Now, notice there. It says, who first trusted in Christ. Now, this is the Holy Spirit being introduced here. How do we trust? The Holy Spirit did it. Praise God. How do we continue to believe? How is this faith continued to be opened? Faith which worketh by love. The love of God is shed abroad in our heart by none other than the Holy Spirit. It's a yielding, brothers and sisters. Again, nothing of us, nothing of you, nothing of me. It's that precious gift of promise, that wonderful Holy Spirit, the very power of His might that gives us the love of God, that reveals to us the love of God. And in seeing how much love wherewith we are loved, I can believe the Scriptures. I can have great faith. I can have boldness in my life. I can sing, as brother said here, Romans 8:28, praise God, it's a banner over me. It's the love of God, because He first loved me, I love Him. And I understand that. I know that. And praise be to God, that's where the growth is. Jesus loves me, this I know. And why? For the Bible tells me so. The Bible, the Word of God. The Word of God. Remember that. We're going to come to it here in just a moment. He's going to bring it right out in Scripture. Jesus loves me, this I know. For the Bible tells me so. It's never changed. Jesus Christ, the same yesterday, today, and forever. It's faith like a child. And it never ends. I believe You. And I believe You, Lord, because of Your love for me. Now, also in this, who first trusted? We. Now, Paul here is referring to the Jew. I'm sure many of us have studied that before. So in this 12th verse, this ye is referring to the Jew. And then in verse 13, you see there as it says, in whom ye also trusted. And this refers to the Gentile. The believing Jew was the first to be to the praise of His glory. The believing Jew is the first to hope in Christ. They were the first in 1 Peter 1:10-11, that had the Spirit of Christ in them. You'll read that there. Even the Holy Spirit fell upon them first in Acts chapter 2 at the day of Pentecost. But God, isn't that wonderful? But God, who is rich in mercy, in His great love. Oh my goodness, He didn't leave us out, did He? And it even tells us in Hebrews 11:40, hath provided a better thing for us. Hath provided a better thing for us. You think it's worth the wait? It's okay to be last in certain respects, in humbleness and meekness, because the last shall be first. Amen? Amen. So know that, brothers and sisters, that God loves us so, and so worth the wait. All right, in verse 13, so let's go ahead and read that through. In whom ye also trusted, that's us, after that ye heard the word of truth. After that ye heard the word of truth. Listen to that. The gospel of your salvation, in whom also after that ye believed, ye were sealed with that Holy Spirit of promise. You see, it takes the Word of God, brothers and sisters, to believe. It takes the Word of God. You can't trick people into this. It's not going to be some gimmicky trick stuff. It's not. It's the Word of God. I'm so tired of hearing, I just fish with other bait. I heard that again not too long ago, and God help people. It's still the Word of God. It's still the Word of God, whether preached in pretense. Huh? It's still the Word of God. The problem is people are leaving the Word of God. They're coming at us with many paths. Philosophy. A very close counterfeit. A form of godliness, but denying the power thereof. It's rampant in so-called Christian assemblies today. And it is. And we need to know that. It's just as I made the statement, the Lord gave me a little boldness. I do want to show respect. But even the term grace assemblies anymore. I don't even know what that refers to. Any, you know? Huh? Let's get into the Scriptures. Let's let the Scriptures reveal those things. By grace do we believe this. By grace do we stand upon this promise. Okay. Praise God. We're grace saints. That's how it's to be proved. The Word of God reveals it. It shines the light, doesn't it? And in Him there is no darkness, and we know because He is truth, and that's the way it is. But this is the message, and the message is ye must be born again, and it's the only way. God reveals Himself through the Word. Did you hear that? God reveals Himself through the Word. He who has seen me, he who has seen the Word, has seen the Father. And there's no other way you're ever going to see God. There's no way you're going to come to God. There's no way you're going to ever praise God. You're going to communicate to God. But through the Word. 1 Peter 1:21. It says, who by Him, meaning Jesus Christ, do believe in God. The Lord had me really, so sweetly it struck my heart. You cannot believe in God without Christ Jesus. Well, we believe in the same God. No, not really. If you really read the Word, who by Him do we believe in God? I believe His Word is true, don't you? Amen. You can have a concept, you can have a thought, but you cannot believe in the Father except by Him. Isn't that precious? Do you see how much He put in His Son? He doesn't want to have anything to do with you except in His Son. But once you have His Son, He wants everything to do with you. He'll never leave you. He'll never forsake you. At the moment you believed, He gave you everything. He gave you the life of His Son. And not just the life of His Son, but in that life of His Son is everything. Do you see that? He did give you everything. Praise God. All right. But, can you imagine this? It even gets better. Because, sure, it's the gospel of our salvation. And that salvation, let me tell you something, it's complete, isn't it? Hallelujah. But listen to this. In whom, this is the second part of that 13th verse, in whom also after that ye believed, you were sealed with that Holy Spirit of promise. Sinners can receive salvation. Sinners can only receive salvation. And only a believer can receive the Holy Spirit. Amen? Amen. And it's true. Praise God. He so clearly lays it out here. And He does it in many other scriptures too. But let's not confuse this. Salvation and the Holy Spirit are two separate events. Sure, they can happen the same night. I've seen it. But the order never changes. You're saved, then you're filled. And there's never changes. The filling is the evidence of speaking in tongues. All right? You're not going to get your prayer language at a different time. It's not going to be at a later date. God doesn't delay that. That's, praise His name, the sign. And what a wonderful sign it is. And rejoice in it. And praise God in that wonderful infilling that He gives you. And then the sealing. How marvelous this is. It means to be shut up to Christ. And isn't it wonderful to be shut up to Christ? How shut up to Christ do you really want to be? Huh? Complete sanctification. I love that. God, separate me. Separate me unto You. You have. But cause me to want to come unto You out from among the camp. See, I don't just leave the camp and go to God. I come unto Him and I come out from among them. You see how that works? See, I'm not going to get things ready and say, okay, now I'm good to go. You go. Rebecca went. I will go. Her spirit was, I'm gone. All the other preparation, all of that, that's the Holy Spirit's business. I just said, I'm going to go. You've heard me say it before. I'm showing up. Praise God. I'm here today. Don't know how I got here. I only know it's Your grace. I don't want to worry about staying here, because if I do, it's only going to be your grace. And if we continue on, praise be to God, I know it's only by your grace. I do not want to be this strife thing. I don't want to frustrate the grace of God. Do it. I don't want to make it void. Hallelujah. Yep. We're here. He's taking us on. We believe God for it. And I think it is such a precious time in our lives, brothers and sisters, because we know that the imprint has been applied to our lives. It's becoming more real. This is the ring, the signet that the king used to have, and he used to put his little ring signet on there. This is mine. You're his. You're his. And there's a beauty beyond knowing that you're his. The passport to heaven is confirmed. And we rejoice in that the Holy Spirit brings the promise. Now, we've heard the expression many times of people talking about other folks. And a lot of times with young people, whether it's in sports or maybe music or in academia. Oh, he or she, they have great promise. It's referring to potential. And potential is something maybe even beyond what really is apparent on the outside. It's an untapped ability. There's a growth that's there that has yet to come out. And this is exactly what the Holy Spirit does. And it's exactly what only the Holy Spirit can do. By my Spirit, saith the Lord. Amen? Amen. It's not this. It's not going to be done with these hands. By my Spirit, saith the Lord. Now you understand why we have all hope. Now you understand why we have all wealth. By my Spirit. I don't need to wrestle with it. I always remember when my uncle came to me and said, "Boy, don't be like a Jacob." There he was wrestling it when he already had it. Trying to get it out of God. God, give it to me. I don't see it. Oh, you got to give me this. You've already been blessed with all spiritual blessings in the heavens in Christ. Amen. Amen. Know it. You have his very life. You couldn't have any more. We've rejoiced and praised God. We understand, God, you are all in. You're all in. Gave it all. Praise his name. It wasn't like bit by bit. It was, I'm all in. I gave you everything. That's how much I love you. It's not hard on a sleeve. He put the very heart of his son in our lives. We have that. Now what are we going to do with it? The potential is beyond. We got all the spiritual blessings in the heavens in Christ the moment we believe. But it takes the Holy Spirit to see them and to live them. The Holy Spirit, the Word of God tells us, guides us, leads us into all truth. Guides us, leads us into all the spiritual blessings in the heavens in Christ, which you already have. It turns it on. It lights it up. We start to see it, don't we? Isn't that precious? Thank you, God. I see this. They're all there. It's all in place. And then, praise the Lord, he takes the things of Jesus Christ and he shows them unto us. That's all the spiritual blessings in the heavens in Christ, isn't it? Isn't it wonderful? Been there all the time. You know, really, like Sunday, I forget exactly how it came out, but we're looking for more when the much the more has always been there. Looking for something better when beyond the best has been right under our nose all the time. Amen? Amen. We know this because God reveals this to us. He takes that love of God. He sheds it abroad in our lives. And that shedding of blood needs to seep down into every nook and every cranny of our heart. And brothers and sisters, I'm going to make this statement. If there are places that are lacking in this, in our hearts, that the love is not, in a sense, allowed to be, and that's where it is, that's the problem, it's because we are not fully yielding to God. And therefore, we're not growing up into Him in all things. We're keeping back pieces of our heart. And yet we have a Father that's shown us He's all in. All in from the very beginning. His Son gave us everything from the beginning. And that's what He's asking from His bride. Are you going to give me fully everything? Are you going to surrender? And all He wants is our life. Isn't that amazing? Our praise, our yielding to Him. To be to the praise of the glory of His grace. And what the love does, hallelujah, it causes us to completely surrender to Him, doesn't it? Isn't that how you have come to surrender your life to God? Huh? Really? It's because of His love. When you love somebody, you want to submit to them. You submit to their desires. You love what they love. You take time. You want to pay attention to the things that they care for. It's the truth. We need to take time, don't we, in our love a lot of times. I'll get in trouble with the brothers, and I'll get some sweet cards from the sisters if I go on. So I don't want to pick sides there. But withholding nothing, as Paul did, counting all things loss, all things but loss. It's just dung. I believe we're going to go there on Sunday. He's dealing with my heart somewhere there. It's the time we come to the Lord and we say, Lord, it's all You. It's all You. It's Christ in me is it. It's Christ in me is the hope of glory, and I can praise Him for that. All right, verse 14. Which is the earnest of our inheritance? Now, look at that. Which is the earnest of our inheritance? Until the redemption of the purchased possession. Unto the praise of His glory. It's never going to stop. That's the desire of God. That's the Father's plan and purpose, to the praise of His glory. And the glory is in His Son, and the Holy Spirit makes that real and applies that to our life. And it's going to go on, and it's going to go on, and it's going to go on forever. There's no end to it because it's the exceeding riches of His grace. And thank God it's to us. It's in His loving kindness. And it's going to go on forever. I can't even imagine what it's going to be, because we're going to have a body like unto His own glorious body. And that's how we're going to experience this, and how precious it will be. So the Holy Spirit is the earnest of our inheritance. And this truly is beyond, brothers and sisters. This is Christ Jesus laying open His very heart to us. He says, I've given you everything. I want you. I'm very interested in you. And He sees in us, praise God, the potential and what He wants us to be. And that word earnest is a wonderful word. We've rejoiced in it for years, haven't we, brothers and sisters? That word earnest, one of its meaning is a down payment. It's a guarantee. But in the Greek, it also means an engagement. Do you really know that the Holy Spirit is the engagement ring that Jesus Christ has given to us? Truly is. It's the engagement ring. It's the wooing, brothers and sisters. This is mighty. He brings us the proposal as He did Eliezer to Rebekah. He tells of the Master. He reveals His love in every way. He leads in every step. He takes you through every storm. And until someday, just as she, we see Him coming through the field and we light off our camel. And that time is coming. Praise be to God. It's just about done. No matter how we cut it, brothers and sisters, it really is just about done. I look at some of the ones that are my elders in the Lord, and I praise God for you. Praise God. I'm thankful for the young, I'm thankful for the middle, and I glory in the ones that have stood and stand and withstand, and having done all to stand. And what a testimony. Hallelujah. Do we realize the wealth, the testimony, us in Christ? How necessary. But I'm telling you, no matter how we cut it, we're just about home. Amen. Yeah. And to finish in all the fullness of God, with all the fullness of His glory in us. And He's doing it. He's doing it. God, open the eyes of our understanding, and that's His prayer. And we'll get into that just a little bit tonight, maybe, if the Lord allow us. But, brothers and sisters, this is awesome. This is the wooing of the Holy Spirit. He brings in the frankincense and myrrh. I love this. He brings in the anointing oils. I don't have to do a thing. See, I love it. Just kind of like that little ignorant Esther. Now, honey, I'm going to tell you what we're going to do. You're going to go over there to the keeper of these women, and you do everything that he tells you. And then he said to her, now you do everything that I tell you, honey, and you'll be just fine and ready. See, the Holy Spirit knows what he's dealing with. The Holy Spirit knows. Isn't it wonderful? I'm in the presence of Rebecca. I get, I'm in the presence of her. She's the one. She's it. My master's going to be so pleased. But you're going to have to take a journey with me, honey. Okay? You've got it all. But this journey, if you will go, will take all of that and grow it up into the perfect, readied, goodly pearl that I'm going to present to my master. Oh, I just love it. And it's real. It is so real. But until the redemption, this is what is so exciting. Until the redemption of the purchased possession. You know, it almost makes you speechless, doesn't it? No, really think about that. Until the redemption of the purchased possession. That's you. That is you. The greatest of value. Now, I understand he bought me with his blood. I appreciate that. Every child of God, he poured out his blood. You're not your own. You're his. This is beyond that, though, brothers and sisters. This is a wooing. This blood, hallelujah, is what she's been staring at in type in the Holy of Holies beyond that veil. The cherubim that stared upon the mercy seat and would not take her eyes off of the blood. She's been there all the time. This is what's so amazing about this. This is the purchased possession of great price that he's talking about here. Of great price. This is the goodly pearl whom the merchant sold all that he had to get. You see, brothers and sisters, and I'll jump ahead here a little bit, but this is she he speaks of in Ephesians 4:13. If you'll turn over there with me, read this with me. Ephesians 4:13. Till we all come in the unity of the faith. Didn't say until we all come in the unity of just agreeing upon something that's nonsense. It's the word. It's the truth. Till we all come in the unity of the faith and of the knowledge of the Son of God. Now here it gets. Unto a perfect man, unto the measure of the stature of the fullness of Christ. I mean, absorb that. That's what he's got in store for us in Christ. To the measure and the stature of the fullness of Christ. Like him. Like him. Amen. Like him, I'm ready to be offered. Oh, yeah. Praise God. That's what he's looking for. This is her. This is this message. These are going to be, praise God, the absolute masterpiece. This is her who is the praise of his glory, the praise of the glory of his grace. She has apprehended the grace, the glory to glory, and fully matured into the same image, like him. Glorious bodies in full maturity, like him. Mature sons of God in full maturity, like him. Aren't you glad that God saw fit to give us a message? Aren't you? I do. I just marvel that God, you saw fit to open it up. And aren't you so thankful that you see it? And aren't you so thankful that truly, as you get into the Word of God, I can't help but preach this message. I just can't. I pray we never get tired of hearing about the pearl of great price. It's not about what I know. It's about us in Christ. It's about, Lord, thou knowest. It's so beyond. It's so thankful. And then, brothers and sisters, comes the prayer. Paul has two precious prayers in this book of Ephesians. And I'm going to tell you something. As we enter into this first prayer, we're just going to... It's just going to be a couple verses tonight. We're not even going to get into the prayer. But I want you to understand something. This prayer must be in us if we're to win Him. Really. This same love. I'm not trying to be like Paul. I don't want to be like Paul. I don't want to be Paul. I want to follow Paul as he followed Christ. The image that I desire by grace, the grace of God, is Him. Now I know that Brother Paul, by the grace of God and that same working of grace, is like Him. So I follow Paul as he followed Christ, and I understand that will end up in a life like him. Same image. Fully mature, readied wife. No mysteries about it here, is there? None. It's right there. Praise God. That's the path that Christ Jesus sees for each and every one of us, if we will just take it. But if we are to be a first rank believer, in the first rank, in that first trump, this prayer must be in us too. And only the Holy Spirit can bring this. It's not something that I can read 15 times a day or whatever it may be and say, "Oh Lord, bring it into me. Oh Lord, bring it into me." No, it's not going to happen that way. I believe, Lord, I believe, Lord, I receive. It's the Holy Spirit. By my Spirit, saith the Lord. And it is good, isn't it? You can't force yourself to fall in love. Just trust Him, and it'll be there. It will happen. He'll bring that to you. He'll bring these scriptures and make them known to you. All right, let's go ahead and read verses 15 and 16. "Wherefore, I also, after I heard of your faith in the Lord Jesus, and love unto all the saints, cease not to give thanks for you, making mention of you in my prayers." Notice here, this isn't just faith, but it's faith in love. Look what it said there in verse 15. "After I heard of your faith in the Lord Jesus and love unto some saints." Oh, no, all saints. Okay, now he's letting us in on something. He's letting us in on this is her. This is the operating of, I'm telling you, every dimension of faith. It's going on. Things are happening because of the love of God. It's allowing the love of God to be shed abroad. And we know that faith which worketh by love. "Philadelphia ready saints, because they are completely full and bursting with brotherly love." There is no hypocrisy here. Well, I'm going to fellowship with so-and-so, but I'm not going to fellowship with so-and-so. And it didn't have anything to do with disfellowship, but it had everything to do with, well, I don't like them. But I love them. Now, I love you. I love you. That took care of every like there ever could be. I just love you. That's it. We may hurt each other from time to time, but do we stand in the same truth? Come on. Are we loving the same appearing? Am I of your body and you're of mine and we're of Christ? Come on. And then to think, I'm dwelling with ones that by grace are the body within the body. The very body of His bride. Okay. I hope we take this to heart. We've heard things like this many, many times. You cannot just let this run over. You cannot just let this, well, I'm just going to shelve it up, over there and it's okay. I feel pretty good about me. I don't care what you feel good about. I care about faith. And I'm talking about the working of the fullness of faith, that the faith that Paul could rejoice in faith, because the love of Jesus was in these brothers and sisters' lives for all the saints. There was nothing lacking. There were no gaps there. And brothers and sisters, when there's gaps in our love, it's going to show up someday. It's going to show up. And you're going to say, I don't have faith for this. I've come up against something I can't surmount. And you know why? Because faith worketh by love. Amen? Amen. We know this. These are hard things. I'm not saying they're easy. And I will go back and tell you, I'm not talking about sinless perfection. I believe we're all saved here tonight. You're as holy and righteous as you're ever going to be. Isn't that great? Now get over that. Come on. All right? But we're talking about maturing. Yes. The mature sons of God. So, here we go. There's no excuses here, brothers and sisters. There are no exceptions. She loves. And she loves on and she loves through because she loves with His love. And that love, this is some sweet stuff. That love rejoices in the body. And I remember when the Lord brought me this, really brought it to my heart. She loves the body just as she loves the head. Because they're the bride. They complete Him. He's the head. She's the body. That's His oneness. If I got a problem with that, I'm not entering into that body. Do you see? There's an exact pattern that fits the dress. The dress will not be altered. Oh, honey, you were faithful in many things. You had great works. You had all of these things. But I have one thing against you. You left your first love. And leaving your first love, brothers and sisters, is also not loving all the saints. Is Philadelphia brotherly love or not? We're almost home. I want to finish with a joy unspeakable and full of glory, don't you? If I don't see that for your life and want that for your life, I'm not there. We're not ignorant in these things. I don't just come here to hear the Word of God. I come here to have truth and love flow in this vessel. Not just because this is where the pastor is and where we sit in our pews or what we teach a class or if I sang a song that day. There is a follow through that's every moment of our lives. Isn't there? Amen. I pray that you think of one another throughout the day. I pray you do. I pray that Christ quicken your heart to want to pray one for another. I know we have to do things. I understand that. I understand many of us work, many of us raise children, all of those different things. But over all of that, always throughout the day, the Lord convicting hearts to pray one for another. This wasn't just the heart of a pastor. This was the heart of the overcomer in Christ Jesus. Praise God. We don't really love the Lord until we love all the brethren, brothers and sisters. Did you hear that? That's scripture, actually. How can you say you love the Lord when you don't love your brother whom you see? Come on. Right? So do you think we ought to quit fooling ourselves and maybe pray and wake up now? Or my goodness, We'll wake up sometime, but we'll wake up too late because we've missed God's very best. And see, we have this wondrous message, see, that draws us, brings us here. It's not something to fret about, really. We have problems with one another, pray. Get on your knees. That love is already there. You've already been blessed with that blessings in the heavens in Christ. Do you realize that? Do you realize that the love of God, it is, but you can say, okay, well, it's a part of this and a part of that, but it is everything. And He's already given you all the love that you'll ever need. Okay. We'll close it up. We'll move along. She is thankful for the glorious body at all the times, just as the head. And she prays. Here's Brother Paul. See, this is what's seen in Paul. Not just seen in those saints, but seen in Brother Paul here. Prays for its edification. Prays for the keeping. Prays for the state. Prays for the rejoicing. A love that prefers the other. A glorious joint that supplies all the need that the Holy Spirit wants to flow through it. Amen. Amen. And this first prayer, brothers and sisters, when we'll get to it, God willing, when we get to our next study in this, but it's a prayer for light. And I want you to think about this through the weeks here. But it's a prayer about light and to be enlightened in the light. Wisdom in the knowledge and revelation of the glorious light. See, this is way beyond a prayer in Him. There is no darkness. I love that. I'm so thankful. I know that. But I'm telling you, Brother Paul has a message that's taken us far beyond that. This is glorying in the light. This is truly the prayer for all the fullness of God. That this light of glory, the wealth of the light of glory, the prayer for the church without spot or wrinkle, the prayer for her light. And you know I can't let you out of here until we read Revelation 21. So let's get on over there. And we're going to read that together. And we'll just read the 9th through the 11th verse first. And there came unto me one of the seven angels, which had the seven vials full of the seven last plagues, and talked with me, saying, come hither, I will show ye the bride, the Lamb's wife. And he carried me away in the spirit to a great and high mountain, and showed me that great city, the holy Jerusalem, descending out of heaven from God. Now here it is. Having the glory of God. This is who she is. She has that glory. It's within. She's apprehended the glory. I had a vision today as I was reading and rejoicing that she's just coming down arm in arm with Him. She's having the glory of God. But she's having the glory of God. Think of that cherubim we studied, brothers and sisters. In the throne, round about the throne, on above the throne. She was just so full of the glory of God, she was everywhere. Oh, God, expand us. Praise the Lord. Now, turn the page. And her light was like unto a stone most precious. So, His glory is her light. Amen. Any glory that we get is because of His light. His glorious light. His light in us. Praise the Lord. It's within her. It's not only before her. Praise God. It's in her. She's a sun, S-U-N, not a moon, not something that's just reflecting light. Praise God. She's a fully glowing celestial sun. I remember in Brother Hill, it's upon that bed, very last words I said to Brother Hill, Papa, it's sun glory. It's sun glory. And I remember what he said to me. Oh, you reckon so. And that was it. It is what it is. Because he is what he is. And he is light. And now I can't leave you without reading verse 23. So, in verse 23 of the 21st chapter, it says, "And the city had no need of the sun, neither of the moon." See, they don't need any of these other lights in there, do they? You can't even imagine how magnificent this light's going to be. "To shine in it for the glory of God." And we just saw that the glory of God was descending from heaven. She was the glory of God descending from heaven. Uh-oh. What did he say? Just read the scriptures. Let him speak to your heart. "For the glory of God, she did lighten it, and the Lamb is the light thereof," of her. Isn't that awesome? Oh, my. See, I can't get out of this. I never want to get out of this. I'm never going to get out of this by the grace of God. But till we all come, because there she is, his glory. She's the glory. He's the light of it. He's the reason she doth shine. He's the reason that she doth glory. See, we don't glory but in him, do we? It's never going to change. Jesus Christ the same yesterday, today, and forever. And that bride, his wife, hath made herself ready. She's a wife down here. She's glorying in nothing down here but him. And then up yonder, she's going to have a different vessel, like unto his own glorious body. But the glorying is going to be the same. The glorying is going to be the same. He's mine. Hallelujah. And I'm his. And notice here. The Lamb. Did you see that? Did you see that? "And the Lamb is the light thereof." Oh, I love that. See, it's not God. It's not Lord. The Lamb. Know why? Because it's the Lamb's wife. See, the Bible is absolutely, incredibly, amazingly beyond perfect, isn't it? The Lamb's wife. And they light one another up. I love that. They do. They just light one another up. He lights me up. When you walk with him, you can't help but be lit up. It doesn't matter. I don't care how dark and deep that valley of the shadow of death is. It just turned into a light world. Isn't it wonderful? And you know that you do that just for him too. Yep. That's his ecstasy, the worship. Brother Paul was caught into the third level of heaven, wasn't he? Huh? Isn't that great? He saw that glory, didn't he? And where did he see that glory? In that man. That man that God showed him. "That's who I want you to be, son. That's who I want you to grow up to." And what did he say? "I glory in that man." How about this? "I glory in the glory that's in that man." Yes, amen. Because that's what's there. And brothers and sisters, only, this is what we've been talking about tonight, only the Holy Spirit can bring that and build that into our lives to the praise and the glory of his grace. The wealth of the praise of the glory of his grace. It is like, wow, how could you love me like that? How could you love us? And you know why? In Christ. Lest we ever forget it. In Christ. Sometimes you say you don't see things. You might not understand things. Oh, this is so deep. In Christ. You see that? That's where you are. That's where we are. In Christ. Let's stand and be dismissed.